we know that they've been doing that. We know that they have been importing blood serum samples from these experimental bioweapons labs in Ukraine, which have now been overrun and captured by the Russian military. But it would be great if the Doe Institute could come out. Someone should go to jail. It should be either me for, not telling the truth, or it should be them for doing this. So if they want to come out and prove me wrong.
Let's just discuss the importance of this, because people may think, oh, well, it's Australia. Why is this relevant to us? If you're watching from overseas, it's relevant because the Global Pandemic Center will be run out of Australia. All these blood serum samples that the Doherty Institute was collecting from Slavic people, and this is what was on the video for the radio viewers. They can't see what we were just playing. But essentially, they were at one of these Ukraine bio labs. They were talking about how all kinds of blood samples were found, different medicines and pills that were not even safe for animal use were being experimented on people. They were being offered, as Simeon said, very little amounts of money to have experimentation done. And what it resulted in was a huge coronavirus outbreak after they were given these medications. Well, there is nothing more exhilarating to me than the battle for the truth, the battle for freedom. Dr. Peter McCullough is a perfect example of that. He has been a leader in the health freedom movement, and that was an amazing, amazing show with Dr. Peter McCullough and Alex right there. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, guest hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. We're about to have a special guest on, Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack from Australia, who's under immense pressure and attack by the Australian government, the Australian media, for telling the truth about the Russia-Ukraine situation and exposing our tyrannical government here in Australia. Before he comes on the screen, I want to show everyone a quick clip that he released recently. The team will get that ready for us in a moment. He was one of the first, well, actually, he was the first in Australia to expose that our own Doherty Institute, who were responsible for all of the modelling when it came to COVID-19 injections, were harvesting, or at least invoicing, for blood samples from the Ukraine biolabs. No one else in the world exposed this information before Simeon. And now he's found more bombshell information. He's going to talk to us about that right now. But I want to show you the start of this quick video before we bring him on.
If you've been watching this channel for a long time, for the last few years, you would have remembered that last year in March 2022, just at the beginning of the conflict of the special operation, I made a video where we unearthed some documents. We revealed some documents that were seized by the Russian military in one of these bioweapons labs facilities.
Now, the paper trail, which we're going to reveal here today, leads actually back to Australia. So we've got documents which the Russian military have actually released. So they've captured these documents through the course of their campaign, and they've released these documents. Now, the first document on screen, check it out. This is a document that's addressed to the Victorian Infectious Reference Laboratory, the Doherty Institute. And it's coming from a Ukrainian organization, which is very interesting because it's linked to the Ukrainian government, and it's linked to these biolabs, which are funded by NATO.
It was basically exposing the Australian, Melbourne-based Doherty Institute's links to the Ukrainian biolabs, which were run by the United States. Today, we've got an excellent video that's come all the way from one of the towns, Roberzhne it's called, which has been liberated by the Russian military.
Absolutely bombshell information when this first came out, and immediately the mainstream media started to attack Simeon. I wonder why. They don't want you to know the truth about Ukraine. They don't want you to know where millions, billions of your tax dollars are going and what they're actually going to fund. And now we have even more information, which Simeon has exposed. He joins us today to talk about all of this. Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack, great to see you.
Great to see you, Maria. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here. Well, first and foremost, I've sent the team some clips from this 14-minute interview, video that you've brought forward from Ukraine. I've asked them if they can play those on mute while we're talking, because we want to talk about what's actually been discovered in these Ukraine biolabs overseas. These are human experiments. These are, you know, they're treating these people like guinea pigs, and they are developing ethnic bioweapons. What's been found here is specifically the Slavic people. But you take the floor, Simeon. You talk about how you want to introduce this, and the team will just bring these up on the screen as we're going.
Well, look, this is one of the key reasons, one of the objectives which the Russian military very early on stated. Obviously, they said that they're conducting their special operation to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine, but also they made reference to these bioweapons labs. And these bioweapons labs were all around Ukraine, different areas. And the reason why the United States, NATO, open these biolabs in Ukraine is because everything in Ukraine is for sale, including humans, including organs, and what better place to test on local population, the vaccines. And this is exactly what they were doing. They were testing the vaccines, and locals in this video are describing how, they were offered very small amounts of money to take part in all these human trials, which really weren't even supposed to be fit for animals. And big shout out and well done to those people that made it into the biolabs. And this video was translated by a girl called Masha and their team. So well done to them for bringing this to light. I was scheduled to fly over to Russia until the Australian government confiscated my passport. As you mentioned, I have been under a lot of pressure from the government and the police for my work on exposing these situations. But the Doherty Institute, which is linked to the Ukrainian biolabs, we have a direct link, and that link was made early on through a paper trail. They have a lot to answer for. And don't forget, Doherty Institute, this is Victorian Infectious Diseases Institute, was the organization which was running Australia. We were under their control and influence. Our politicians in Australia were taking orders from the Doherty Institute. And that's how, everything in this country was being run on the advice of the Doherty Institute. So very mysterious. And we know that they were importing blood serum samples, and that's been proven. And they've never commented on it. I mean, we've exposed this, and everyone knows about this, but the Doherty Institute have never actually faced the music and come clean and said, well, yes or well, no. We know that they've been doing that. We know that they have been importing blood serum samples from these experimental bioweapons labs in Ukraine, which have now been overrun and captured by the Russian military. But it would be great if the Doherty Institute could come out. Someone should go to jail. It should be either me for, not telling the truth, or it should be them for doing this. So if they want to come out
absolutely.
And prove me wrong.
Let's just discuss the importance of this, because people may think, oh, well, it's Australia. Why is this relevant to us if you're watching from overseas? It's relevant because the Global Pandemic Center will be run out of Australia. All these blood serum samples that the Doherty Institute was collecting from Slavic people, and this is what was on the video for the radio viewers, they can't see what we were just playing. But essentially, they were at one of these Ukraine biolabs. They were talking about how all kinds of blood samples were found, different medicines and pills that were not even safe for animal use were being experimented on people. They were being offered, as Simeon said, very little amounts of money to have experimentation done. And what it resulted in was a huge coronavirus outbreak after they were given these medications. So after they were given these vaccines. So like we see now, the injected population, this huge, overwhelming outbreak of COVID cases, hospitalizations, of whatever is wrong with these people who are quadruple injected. The New South Wales data came out, most cases in hospital, 198, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with four doses, zero unvaccinated cases. This is what happened in Ukraine. They tested it on these people first. And the Russians have been the first to expose this. But you'll never hear that on the mainstream media. You'll just keep hearing anti-Russian propaganda. It's unbelievable.
You're exactly right, Marie. The same people that were spinning the vaccines and spinning the COVID narrative, the same people, the same news organizations, the same mainstream media hosts, presenters, You know, they very comfortably just switched over to spinning the anti-Russian narrative. Because, you know, Russia, whether you're Russian or not, or whether you support Russia
or
not.
We've got to go to break. I want to talk more about this right on the other side. Stay with us. More bombshell info coming.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're like struggling to get like chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep active.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thanks so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with special guest Simeon Boykov with bombshell information about what's happening in Russia, Ukraine, what the situation in Ukraine is really about. It's about testing on these people, treating them as lab rats so that they can develop bioweapons that are ethnic specific. It's unbelievable news. And Simeon's been right at the forefront of this. Simeon, please continue what you were saying right before the break.
Look, it's great to say that a lot of people are awake, a lot of people are waking up, because it's very easy to expose, you know, the globalists that were pushing things all together. They're pushing the climate agenda, they're pushing the Ukraine agenda. And that's why it's important for all of us out there, the free world, to stand with Russia. Very important for the free world to stand with Russia, because Russia really is, you know, the last bastion. It's the last bastion, the last stronghold. It's the, you know, the last government which doesn't fall into the you know, international banking system. It doesn't bow to the Rothschilds, or it doesn't bow to you know, the Klaus Schwab and WEF. And that's why the West, that's why they can't stand Vladimir Putin. You know, and he does the best for his country, but he's also doing a very important mission for the rest of the free world. Just imagine a world without Russia. That means that NATO, the CIA, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens, they'll be completely in control. So it's very good to have a country like Russia, which is powerful, which is pushing forward its interests. And in a way, what's happening now and the way the Russians are conducting their war, they're really fighting for the whole world. They're fighting for everybody's freedom. Just take, if they manage to take down Russia, you know, if the world would be a completely different place. I mean, the world already is a dangerous place. It's a scary place. And we know that the globalists are in charge. Bill Gates is in Australia at the moment. There's a rumor that tomorrow he'll be on the weekend in Australia. He'll be at the tennis. And there's another organization which needs calling out. Tennis Australia. They've banned Russian flags. They've banned anything to do with Russia. Now they've even banned Russian imperial flags. So there's this paranoia and this anti-Russian hysteria, which has been spun by the same people, the same organizations, the same tactics which they used to push the vaccines on everybody and to push the lockdowns on everybody. It's the same team. You know, they've...
Do you know what I find disgusting? Regardless of what people's views are on Putin, on Russia, on Ukraine, regardless of what your views are, the way that the Russian people have been demonized for something that really isn't their decision or they have nothing to do with is disgusting. I mean, I was told by a Serbian journalist who I interviewed, Sasha Borojevic, he said on the sign on shop signs in Europe, it says no Russian pigs allowed. It is disgusting treatment of the Russian people. So regardless of what your thoughts are, you're right. It is the same tactic that was used against the unvaccinated.
Exactly right. And look, at the end of the day, Russians are built for this and Russia is built for this. It's not the first time Russia has had to fight for humanity's freedom. It's not the first time where Russia is fighting a joint coalition of, you know, dozens of countries. You know, it is sad that a lot of people are dying. And, you know, the Ukrainians have been fooled by by the CIA, by NATO. We know that the Bidens and Obama's fingerprints were all over Ukraine, and they were there from 2014. And they've managed to create a situation where the Slavic genofont, or the genetic pool of the Slavs, is under attack once more. And, you know, these biolabs, these experiments were taking place exactly there, you know, on Russia's borders. Russia have every right to come in with its military and to liberate these cities and towns. You know, in those cities and towns with the Russian
military. Sorry, Simeon, I want to talk more. If the team can get that video up of computers being destroyed, it's video 5, while you're talking, because they want this evidence completely destroyed. They don't want the world to know that this is what was discovered by the Russians in Ukraine.
Well, this is a call out to the Russian government and to the people in charge in the Russian military. I suggest that they try to capture and also release as much information as possible about the biolabs, about the experimental vaccines and so forth, because it'll greatly benefit Russia. A lot of people have already realized that Russia is on the right side of history, and by people supporting Russia, they themselves are on the right side of history. And thankfully, you know, the Russians are honorable, they are the good guys. We can see that the way, in which way they conduct their military operation, they're very honorable. You know, they don't use the carpet bombing tactics that the Americans did, you know, in Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere else. They're very careful. They try to preserve as much life as possible. And at the end of the day, I've said it before, you know, it maybe sounds shocking, but to those people who understand history, I'll say it again. The only country in the world that will ever help Ukraine is Russia. Every other country, the Germans, the British, the Americans, they're just there to use the Ukrainians, you know. And it's very sad that the Ukrainians are dying. It's a tragedy. And you know, the faster that Russia completes its goals and objectives, the better. We've got countries around the world debating whether they should send tanks in or not. You know, since when does Germany have any right to talk about sending tanks against Russia? You know, only 30 years ago, up until 1989, the Soviet Union had 2 million men stationed in Eastern Europe, and Eastern Germany was occupied. And look where we are now. We've got the German Chancellor discussing whether or not he should send tanks, you know, Leopard tanks with the same German crosses, the same insignia that the German army is using now that they used to use in World War II. So how do you think the Russians feel when they've got, you know, all these Western weaponry up against them? And the only thing Ukrainian about the Ukrainian army is the meat and the flesh and the blood. And it's another thing that we should talk about on this program today is the shocking amount of organ harvesting and organ trafficking which is occurring. You know, these Ukrainian front lines, often they're understaffed, they're undersupplied. But when it comes to evacuating freshly dead bodies, or it comes to evacuating almost dead soldiers or near-death soldiers or heavily injured soldiers, they have special vans, special ambulances which are all provided by the West in the form of a donation. And what happens is they're extracted by special teams. And these special teams extract the Ukrainian bodies. And the organ harvesting waiting lists all around Europe have now almost disappeared. It's the best time ever if you want to get a kidney, if you want to get a liver. Very sad. And we've got, even in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, mass protests, thousands of mothers, Ukrainian mothers and wives, family members coming out and protesting, demanding the Ukrainian government hand over the bodies, or at least tell them where the bodies are, because the vast majority of Ukrainian troops are listed as missing. So they're not dead, they're not alive, they're just missing. And of course, by listing the troops as missing, the Zelensky regime avoids paying any type of compensation, avoids admitting that the Ukrainian soldiers are dead. It's very sad that this is happening. And
yes,
you know,
they're pretending to care about the Ukrainian people. The governments are pretending that they care about saving democracy and saving Ukraine. I had a clip up, but I don't think we'll have time for it. Trudeau's finance minister somehow talking about, oh, our country understands the need for democracy. You call democracy trampling on your own people with horses? You call democracy locking people up in your in police vans? What they were doing was pulling protesters out of the freezing cold weather, peaceful protesters during the trucker protest, putting them in boiling hot police vans, cooking these people. But our people understand democracy and they need to fight in Ukraine. It's absolute gaslighting. It's nonsense. If the team can just play that ethnic bioweapon clip 7 while we're finishing up this segment, we've got about a minute left. This is actually what this evidence shows, and what we're going to do is upload this full video along with some clips from this segment onto the Z Media tab on InfoWars on Bandai Video right after this, later on today, so that everyone can see the full 14-minute video. It's absolutely astounding. They were collecting this blood to develop ethnic bioweapons. We're going to talk about the attack on Simeon and everything that he's been through right on the other side of the break. But Simeon, 20 seconds left. What do we think they'll do with this information, with this bioweapon ethnic cleansing?
Well, before we get to what they'll do with the information, this information is very dangerous. It is very hot. And it's this type of information. It's this type of, you know, reveals.
Let's continue on the other side of the break. Let's continue on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is so crucial.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
This summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
We're back with Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack. Right before the break, I asked you, Simeon, what do you think the world is going to do with this information that they've tried to destroy from the video we just showed on screen, the ethnic bioweapons that they're going to be able to develop from these Ukraine biolabs?
Well, it's important, you know, the world takes action, obviously. This type of information is heavily censored, and you know, the global giants, the tech giants, Facebook, YouTube, they try to censor this as much as possible. Now, this video from inside a bioweapons lab, which was captured by the Russian military, I'm going to give a shout out here to I Earl Grey TV and John Mark Dugan. And there's quite a few English-speaking journalists who are in that part of the world, in the conflict zone, like Patrick Lancaster, like Graham Phillips, and they're doing great work to expose, you know, the lies of the Western media in relation to the conflict between Russia and NATO. And I don't call it a Ukraine-Russia conflict because Russia has nothing to fight Ukraine over. It's really a Russia-NATO conflict, which Ukraine is a proxy, which is Ukraine is being used as cannon fodder, and the Ukrainians are being armed to the teeth, and the Ukrainians have been given weapons. And it's very sad to see how Ukraine is losing so many people, losing everything, just to appease the Western military-industrial complex. Now, this video that's come out shows and proves exactly what we've been talking about for the last, you know, 2 years. You know, we've been talking about these biolabs. A lot of people have been talking about the biolabs. The Russians said from day one that that's one of their objectives. That's one of the reasons they started these special military operations, is to take these weapons labs out of commission. And of course, the reason why the Americans opened them in Ukraine is in Ukraine, there are no laws. You know, it would be illegal to open these and operate these biolabs on the territory of America or Canada or Western Europe. So they used Ukraine because, Ukraine is a very, very corrupt country. Everything's for sale. Everything can be sold or bought. Children, organs, you know, livers, kidneys. And it's very sad that the virtue signaling politicians of the West have all got their fingers in that pie. They're all mixed up in there. It's like a cesspool of corruption. At the end of the day, it's a tragedy that the Ukrainian people are suffering. So, look, it's very important for everybody out there to continue fighting, to continue, you know, on social media, wherever you can, educating others, educating, you know, the sheep who have been blinded and who follow the mainstream media narrative. It's very similar. In fact, it's almost the same story, the same storyline as we had with the vaccines and with COVID. We had a portion of the population who was awake, and they started educating the rest. And now we have most of the people on the planet have understood that the vaccines were a bad idea, apart from the fact that people are dropping like flies and dying. Very sad again. But it's the same culprits, the same people that were behind, yes, the same globalists that were behind.
And you know what, Simeon? And you know what? As Dr. Peter McCullough was just saying in studio with Alex, people start to wake up because the truth is so powerful. The truth is the kryptonite. The truth is what will destroy their narrative. And I don't think the globalists were expecting people to fight this hard. And this is why this fight is so invigorating. And this is why we have to keep going at the same pace and with the same strength that we did from day one, because we won't give up. We can't give up on the truth. You've been under a lot of fire for not giving up on the truth, particularly because what you're saying right now is something that a lot of people don't want to hear. Talk to us in the next couple of minutes about as much as you can say about what your situation is, the attack that you're under from the police and the government right now.
Well, look, I've been on the radar of the police and the Australian government for a while now, since the lockdowns and the forced mandates started in Australia. And you know, all of those police interactions and campaigns against me were documented on my YouTube channel, Aussie Cossack, and people have seen that journey of what it's become. But in recent times, you know, last year, 2022, I did almost half a year in jail in an Australian maximum security prison as a national security interest inmate. And the reason why I was given that classification is because of my platform, is because the authorities, you know, basically told me that they're afraid of my voice, and they accuse me of being able to radicalize people. And I'm not radicalizing anyone. The authorities, when they see someone with a large platform and a voice, you know, speaking the truth, educating the masses, they see that as a very big threat. They see it as a threat. And look, at the end of the day, we need to continue to put the pressure and put the blame on the mainstream media journalists, because they are the ones that allowed this all to happen. They continue supporting the government narrative, and they're the ones who have sold themselves out and are also selling out the people. So that's why the Australian police, the government, have had this campaign against me. I've been charged about 35 to 40 times by the police in the last few years. Firearms prohibition orders, all sorts of different restrictions, and at the moment, the police are trying to put me back into jail. So I conveniently checked myself into the Russian consulate in Sydney, in a move which the police did not expect at all. And, you know, the Russians welcomed me with open arms. You know, the Russians, unlike the Australians who don't support Assange, the Russians actually look after their own. And it's good to see that the Russians look after their own. So, you know, I've applied for Russian citizenship. And, you know, it's strange. 2022, you've got people born in Australia who are seeking refuge with the Russian government, you know, because Russia, being independent from the West, Russia is a country which doesn't give up its own. It looks after its own people and its own interests. And, I know a lot of people watching this program are awake, and they understand that the Russians are not the bad guys. The Russians are the good guys in this whole situation. And it's a matter of time before, those virtue signaling people that used to wear, you know, two masks and four jabs, now they've, you know, become Ukraine supporters. It's a matter of time before they realize. You know, look, it must be demoralizing being, on their side, being someone who promoted vaccines, realized they are wrong, then someone who promoted Ukraine, then realized they are wrong. You know, what's next? They're promoting climate. You know, the same people, the same narrative, the same tactics, the same presenters, the same stories, the same platforms, you know, the WEF and so forth. So at the end of the day, you know,
You raise a good point there, Simeon, about it must be demoralizing to wake up. I recall doing an interview with Dr. Mike Eden, and I spoke about this a long time ago. And in that interview, Dr. Eden described when he woke up, and he said after 3 days of struggling to be able to sleep, he finally, in the middle of the night, dropped to his knees and just burst out in tears. He was very emotional in this interview. And he said it was so challenging, so difficult to come to terms with the fact that there are people out there that want us dead, and I was wrong, and I used to think that people that thought this way were wackos. It is very hard for people to come to terms with that. I am seeing pro-vax accounts on social media coming out and saying, I was wrong. I was terribly wrong. I'm sorry for the way I treated people. More and more people are starting to realize. Elon Musk tweets about the fact that he's had an injection injury following his second injection. The news goes viral worldwide. People are starting to see this. And there is more and more being spoken about. My only concern, and this is probably relevant because you're on, is that the WEF have told us over the next 2 years we can expect catastrophic cyber attacks all over the world. And I think they're probably going to blame a lot of that on Russia and a lot of pro-Ukraine, you know, Ukraine in bio people are going to go along with that.
Yeah, well, it's the unfortunately, they're just sheep. And, you know, sheep, well, we call them sheep because they herd together. Firstly, secondly, they're scared. They're always scared. And these people, for them, because they were scared, a lot of people that went along with the vaccine narrative and the COVID narrative, because to believe in the alternative narrative, to believe in the concept that, no, the government is corrupt, no, the government is attacking its own people, no, the government is wrong, to believe that, you know, that takes courage. It takes courage to face reality. And a lot of people just like to, you know, like the sheep do, just be in a herd and go along with whatever's happening because they're afraid of facing reality. Just like you mentioned where, you know, that expert, you know, had a breakdown after all these years of promoting the vaccine. He fell to his knees crying. A lot of people are facing that. And a lot of people are having to, you know, face the music and admit they were wrong and, you know, backtrack and delete their posts from social media and so forth. Yeah, but what's interesting is if this will get to the point where there'll be class actions.
We're almost out of time, Simeon. We're just about to run out on the clock. Please tell people where they can find you, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again.
Yeah, check out my channel on YouTube, Aussie Cossack, and on Telegram, Aussie Cossack. And thank you very much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you, Simeon. He's so right about the fact that more and more people are waking up. We're hearing this every single day, but we believe it wholeheartedly. And every single viewer of this broadcast, everyone on the right side of truth, plays a crucial part in that. So thank you for being the heroes and the warriors of our age in this information war. I'll see you next week.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly. The chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body. Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120, absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Mm.
Please. And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.